President Trump has been called out by critics for years for being inconsistent when it comes to telling the truth. The broad range has covered everything from where his father was born to how large the crowd was for his inauguration. But no one until now has taken on Trump's tales of his favorite pastime, golf. The president claims to have at least 18 club championships, which would be incredible, except it isn't true. Former Sports Illustrated columnist and prolific author Rick Riley has taken on Trump's golf-related assertions in the new book, Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. He's at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe tonight and is with me now. So, Rick, how many times did you actually play golf with Donald Trump?
No, just once.
Oh, just once. Okay.
Just once, but I remember at the end of the day, it was such a crazy day full of lying, cheating, laughs, insanity, hype. And at the end, I said, because I'm trying to get a chapter for a book, and I go, well, Donald, you want to do it again tomorrow? And he goes, actually, for most people, one day of me is enough. Which I thought was kind of funny and actually one of the few humble things I've ever heard him say. He doesn't do humility ever.
Does he love golf or does he love just telling people he's better at golf than he really is?
He loves golf. He really loves golf. But he really loves telling you that you're worse than him.
But see, this, I've got to, because the whole premise of this book, at least, I mean, obviously in your humorous way, is that this is a guy who is so weird about golf that he cheats and lies about all of it. And it's almost so contrary to, if a guy really loved that game is built on, there are such little tiny rules that if you violate them, you're cheating the sport. So it just seems like such a dichotomy there.
What he plays isn't golf. He doesn't putt out. He takes every putt, and like, we have a friendship zone in my group. It's about 2 feet in the circle. Like, that's in the circle of friendship. We'll give it to you. His circle of friendship is like the size of a Winnebago, but then he putts, but he picks his up, but he doesn't let you pick yours up. You have to putt it. And then he's got this jerry-rigged golf cart that goes 50 miles an hour and yours goes 20. And in that way, and he's always first. Like in golf, whoever won the hole before plays first. He just gets up and hits and he jumps back in the cart and he and his caddy are away 150 yards ahead of you by the time you've all hit. And in that way, they can just cheat like mafia accountants and kick it out of the rough, throw it out of the woods. I mean, one time they hit it in the water in Los Angeles and everybody saw it go in the water. But by the time they got up there and caught up to him, it was back on the fairway. And my friend goes, well, how'd this happen, Donald? And he goes, I don't know. It must have been the tide. Yeah, I think high tide in the pond is at 237, Donald. I mean, it's crazy. But Trump really wants you to know he's better. And when you beat him, I had a buddy of mine, he lost, Trump lost 10 bucks to him, and he's trying to get the two fives out of his hand. And it's like ripping. And he finally wrestles these two fives out of Trump's hand. And Trump goes, it doesn't matter. I got a hot European girlfriend and a white Rolls Royce. You know, there's something about it. He's got to win at all times. And if he doesn't win, it's either rigged, or the judges from Mexico, or the photograph doesn't show it right, or I didn't really say that, check the tape, or, you know, you didn't play fair, or whatever it is. For Donald Trump, losing is like a bath to the Wicked Witch of the West.
How many club championships has he really won? Is it a zero?
There's only two that I can't find that were faked. So
explain his math on this, yeah.
Yeah, so in golf, we play a thing called a club championship. At any country club or private club, or public club, they have a club championship with the best players, right? So it's usually 40 of the best players in the club, and there's no strokes given, none asked for, and you play by the rules, and then the best player usually is crowned. Well, he was saying on the campaign trail, people can't beat me. I play against the best. At that time he said, I have 18 club championships. I'm like, you big liar. You already told me how you do it. One time he won one in Philadelphia when the tournament was in New Jersey and just called up and said, hey, I played really well here. Make me the winner. And they're like, well, no, Joe Schniederbacher shot a 75. He's the winner. Nope, I shot 72 up here, so I'm the winner. They made him the winner. But he didn't shoot 72. Come to find out later, the caddy said, no, he shot 84. What's he talking about?
A bunch of them. Even if he had shot 72, it wasn't on the same course.
Even if he had, yes, exactly. Whenever he opens a new course, and so he plays the first round by himself with some onlookers, and maybe Melania rides in the cart, and he declares that the club championship, and then puts his name up. And so if you ever go into like Trump International near Mar-a-Lago or Trump Bedminster or whatever, it says Donald Trump always is the first plaque. And like, you liar. That's what really bothers me. You know, I'm not an expert on politics, but I know golf. And it really bothers me that we just don't do that in golf.
Yeah.
The things he does, driving on the greens, that would be like walking into the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican, hanging your laundry, getting down to your boxers and smoking a cigar in a Lazy Boy.
So with Who's Your Caddy, that's when you were supposed to caddy for him. You ended up playing with him, though.
He had nobody to play with. It was me, Melania, and Tiffany.
How different do you think it would have been, though, if you had caddied for him? Would he have asked you to cheat for him, but when you're playing with him, there's a different vibe?
He didn't seem to care that I was a reporter. Cheated right in front of me. Later on in the Washington Post, he said, he's a terrible golfer. So I bet him $100,000 the other day that I can beat you if you play your 2.8, he says he's a 2.8, mm-hmm. which is really, really good. He's not. If he's a 2.8, Tiger is a rabbi. You know, there's no way in a billion years he's a 2.8, but okay. And I'm my 5.4. I'll bet you $100,000, but we can't play on one of your cheaty courses with your cheaty caddies and, you know, the supercharged court. And you got to have a rules guy with you, and each guy gets a camera.
How much does it help, maybe even sales of the book, that he's such a Twitter master, and he's always, the fact you're challenging him to $100,000, might be good, huh? Has he responded?
I'm begging him.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's gone radio silent on this book. So he has 58 million followers, and I'm guessing 10 million of those are people who just hate him, following him to see what he says, and they can snap back. So I'm drinking imported beer like the rest of my life if I can get him to tweet. And I got
That's it, Rick? That's imported beer is all you're going to say if you have 10 million of his followers buy your book? That's it, just imported beer.
I could probably refinish my basement.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I want you to have some ambition.
But as soon as, thank you.
All right, that is Rick Riley, very well known as a sports writer over the years, Sports Illustrated, ESPN. His new book is Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe tonight. Good to see you, man. Thanks.
Thank you.